Yusuf Al-Sirhi waits his turn at one of the largest olive processing facilities in the Gaza Strip, where he expects to press about 25 gallons of oil from 2 tons of olives. His family has harvested olives and produced olive oil on their 1-acre olive farm for decades, but their main orchard, located on the eastern border of the Gaza Strip, was completely destroyed during this year's war when Israeli tanks and bulldozers flattened the farmland. Al-Sirhi and his 5 brothers now depend on a second, much smaller olive farm inside the Gaza city limits.
Our farmland in the Jor el-Deeq area was first acquired by my great-grandfather. During the Israeli war of 2008, hundreds of our olive trees were devastated. We replanted the trees and cared for them until they matured and turned fruitful. During this summer's Israeli war, tanks and rocket fire completely destroyed the farm again.
According to Gaza's agriculture ministry, the region's farming sector lost an estimated $5 million due to the 51-day Israeli offensive against the territory. Olives are one of the main crops here, but production has dropped by 25%. Tomatoes are another important crop in Gaza. Longtime vegetable farmer Riyad Mahdi estimates he lost 250 tons of ripe tomatoes during the war when Israeli troops moved through his fields in the rural Fukhari area south of the Gaza Strip. When the tanks rolled into his farmland,
all the laborers, including my nephews, had fled the farmland during the war. This is something we have never experienced.
All the tomatoes were destroyed. Since the offensive ended in late August, the prices of many vegetables, including tomatoes, have doubled. Here in the marketplace of the Al-Shati refugee camp, local residents buy fewer vegetables than they used to. 35-year-old Om Rebhi from the Beit refugee camp is a mother with 8 children to feed.
I managed to buy only 4 pounds of tomatoes, and this amount is surely inadequate, even for one meal. What can I say? May Allah, God help us. At least we thank God that this land seems so blessed and that we can find some vegetables to buy.
Hussam Abu Saada heads the Vegetable Production Department at the Gaza-based Agriculture Ministry. He explains that even those crops still standing after the tanks rolled out often produce a lower yield.
Throughout our observation and accounting of the damages to farmlands in various regions of Gaza, we found that hundreds of acres of olive trees were destroyed completely. Hundreds more citrus fruits were partially damaged because of a lack of irrigation. We also found that lower levels of irrigation and fertilization during the war caused the weight of olives and other fruits to be much lower than in previous years.
Local officials in Gaza confirm that this summer's war was the largest and most devastating since 2006. The Housing and Public Works Ministry says that more than 28,000 housing units were damaged, including 3,000 homes that were completely destroyed. 2,100 Palestinian men, women and children died. Israeli officials say that 66 Israeli soldiers and 1 Israeli child were killed during the same time period. Rami Al-Mighari, Free Speech Radio News, Gaza.